It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 25th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with David Katzmeyer of the tech publication CNET. Hello, David.
How you doing, David? Good to see you.
What are we looking at?
This is our facility for storage of TV boxes. We probably have 60-odd gigantic TV boxes here, anywhere from 70-inch TVs down to 42s. And it's basically just a huge pile of cardboard.
Because you take the TVs out and, what I assume, test them, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what we do here. We test probably 50, 60-odd TVs a year, line them up next to each other, compare them, and tell people which one's best.
All right. On this Christmas, you got the TV out of the box. You've plugged it in to your cable system. You turn it on. And my goodness, it sure looks like, some people think, a soap opera.
You're talking about something called the soap opera effect among experts like us. It's actually called de-judder. It's a feature, not a bug. This is something that TV manufacturers built into LCD TVs in particular over the last few years. The idea is to make the picture look smoother. The effect is, you know, a little too obvious for a lot of people who appreciate film, which has sort of a more stuttery look, but again, it does look more film-like. People are used to that look. With the soap opera effect, it does make stuff shot on film look exactly like it was shot with a soap opera camera and gives you that really smooth, kind of unnatural flowing effect that I turn off as soon as I see it.
Smooth is one word. It also kind of looks flat. Everything seems in focus.
Yeah, they do produce this level that's a little bit more, I don't know, hyper-realistic, some people call it. But again, when you go to the movie theater and you see something like that, you go, wow, this isn't a movie. This is a TV show that was shot with a camcorder. Let's see. Where is a remote control?
We're looking at a Sony here, right?
Yep, this is a Sony television.
Picture mode.
Reset backlight, picture brightness, hue,
noise reduction,
and then motion flow.
Don't choose CineMotion. Totally different from motion flow.
It looks like someone took a high-quality French woman's stocking and pulled it tight across the image, so it's sort of smooth.
You know, again, film is artificial in its own way, but we've been watching it the same way with 24 frames for years and years and years, and if you see this in comparison, it just looks, you know, a lot more unnatural, a lot more artificial, like a soap opera.
And it seems as if the manufacturers are just hoping you'll like the look and leave it.
That's true, and I think some people do like the look, but I think that in general, they probably feel like they've justified in their purchase in spending an extra couple hundred bucks on a 240Hz or 120Hz TV.
That would be a feature for TV sets that come out here in 2013. A simple toggle between that soap opera effect and not, if you don't want it.
Yeah, that's a little too easy for manufacturers to get their heads around. And I think a lot of them are married to the whole idea of, if we can make it, if we can build it, let's put it in and let's make it the default. It's a real problem. I actually advocated earlier this year for something called a dumb TV. With all the picture quality of the flagship TV with the bells and whistles, that doesn't have all these extras and maybe costs a couple hundred bucks less.
So if someone suspects that their TV is set wrong for film and wants to remove this soap opera effect, what's it called?
Well, it varies by manufacturer. Some manufacturers call it smoothing. Samsung calls it Auto Motion Plus. LG calls it True Motion. Look for settings like that in the menu and turn them off.
David Katzmeyer, senior editor of HDTV and Home Theater at the tech publication CNET. Some people think the movie The Hobbit also has this soap opera effect. It was filmed with twice the normal number of frames per second, which gives it an extra vivid look if you watch it in theaters equipped for it. Our impressions at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.